All right, this is Monday night, May the 1st, birthday of my niece in Ohio. I doubt if she's watching, but happy birthday, Sarah. Okay. We've got Tracy, Richard, Sharon in the virtual classroom. I think we also have Robin. She may have stepped away for a moment, but she was there earlier. And then in the classroom, we have Pablo, and we have Abby, a.k.a. Abigail. And we also have Devin, okay, who has come for moral support of his spouse. Okay, so that's our group tonight. Prayer request. We want to be praying about finishing up those that are lunging toward the finish line, those that are gasping, you know, as they strain forward, those that are taking a nice leisurely pace toward it, you know, just the end of the semester stuff, both for those that are not graduating and those that are scheduled for graduation, that everyone will get things done, get things done well. So we want to be praying about that. We mentioned last week Jean-Claude Saint-Just, his wife, who's mandatory bed rest at the hospital, awaiting the birth of their little girl. And she's going to be there for the duration. And so we want to pray for Danique and for Jean-Claude and for Jake's, their son, who's a fifth grader, but is doing well with pitching in at home. So we're thankful about that, but we want to continue to be in prayer for the St. Just family during this time. Do any of you have prayer concerns or thanksgivings you'd like to share with us tonight?
Just second the prayer request for those of us who are, limping toward the finish line. And then also just for me personally, some job changes and things like that that are kind of in the mix right now and on the horizon.
Okay. Okay, anybody else?
Yes, to pray for Dr. Orr. He is a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. He just lost his wife last night.
Okay. Okay, we'll definitely be praying about that. What else? Okay, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you that we can be here together tonight, and we ask your blessing on those that are presenting tonight as they teach, as they proclaim your word. We would ask that you bless them in accordance with their study, thought, and preparation. We pray that they'll be able to articulate the things that they have learned and the significance of the things that they have been touched by in their study and pondering of the text that have been the focus of their attention this semester. We would ask that you would be with us as we hear and as we receive. May we find enjoyment in the process. May we learn within the process, and may we sharpen one another as we go through tonight's activities. We lift up all those that are making their way toward completing not only this course, but maybe others, and who are completing their degree work here. We would ask your blessing upon those that are finishing up their degrees. We would pray that you would bring them to the finish line, that you would empower them, that you would grant them health, that you would grant them steadfastness, emotional stability, whatever it is that is needed for them to get across the finish line. We would pray that you would that you would empower them for that. We would pray for them as they look at what lies beyond graduation. We would pray for them as they maybe seek new placements in ministry, new jobs, or that you'd be with them as they enter into a new phase of their job, their ministry. We also pray for those who will not be in this class, who will not be finishing their degree, but are simply finishing this course, but there's stuff that lies beyond yet this semester for them. We would pray that you would help them to finish strongly as well, and that you would direct them and empower them as they finish up whatever the degree requirements that they have, perhaps in the summer or next semester. Father, we come to you with various concerns on our minds and in our hearts. We are grieved to hear of a professor at DTS who has lost his wife. We pray that you'd be with the Orr family. We ask, especially at this time, that you would, this time of the school year where there are pressures for Dr. Orr, that you would help him to navigate and his students and his administrators and superiors. We pray that they would work together well to get what needs to be done, but allow space for Dr. Orr to grieve and to go through that process well in a healthy and in comforting way. We continue our prayers for the St. Juice family. We would pray for Danique as she carries their unborn little girl. We pray that you would protect the baby in her womb. We pray that you would keep Danique healthy, that you would keep the baby healthy, and may the baby go to term, and may there be a safe delivery without a complication. During this time, we would especially ask that you'd be with Jean-Claude as he has the cares and concerns of his work and taking care of his son and the cares about the daughter and his wife. And I pray that you give him peace. Help him to sleep tonight. Help him to sleep each night, knowing that his wife is in your hands, and that his little girl is in your hands, and that there's no better place to be than in your hands. We pray that you would use us on campus, who dialogue with him every day, who encounter him every day. May you use us as instruments of your comfort and of your peace to strengthen him so that he can then go to strengthen his wife each evening and afternoon. Again, Father, we thank you that we can be here. We thank you that we can listen to these presentations that will be offered tonight. May we learn from them, and may the process of doing them be a learning experience for those who are presenting. And these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, tonight is going to be a little bit longer night, okay? So, you know, those of you that are watching via the recording, and those of you that are watching on the web conference, you know, you may want to get your coffee a little bit later, but we have three presentations tonight. Okay, we've got Abigail Otten, Pablo Arevalo, and Robin Scott are going to present tonight, and I think we're going to go in that order unless I have objections from any of the three participants. You know, knowing that you do have to present tonight. So you can't just say, I won't go to make the night shorter. That would not be well advised. But we're going to do all three presentations, okay, pretty much in fairly rapid succession. And then we will do a little bit of oral feedback. We'll kind of see how we're doing on time. Obviously, if we're getting close to when we get close to 8:30, I may hold you over a few more minutes, but we're gonna see what we can do within the allotted time. That kind of makes if we have to cut oral feedback a little bit short tonight, that just makes the discussion forum all that more significant. And so I want to remind everyone that's live tonight that if we have a very short feedback session, do go up. I got the discussion threads already there on the discussion forum. You can go up and even if you attended live, you can go up and contribute to the discussion forum matters of feedback. So, like I said, we're going to go first with Abigail. Or you prefer Abby? You prefer it.
I don't care.
Ms. Auden. Okay. And we're gonna get the course side up for her. So let's see here. Where are we at here? Here we are. Oh, there it was. It was hiding there. It was hiding in plain sight. Here's what we'll do. Hang in there, those of you that are in the web conference, hang in there for a moment. Okay, let's see here now. There we go. You'll see it. Sharing is